off, of course, the second one that we ran. The first one was last year where we did an Auslan Alpha for the first time, and I think it was the first one in Victoria that we got the job done there. And that was fantastic. About 20 deaf went through the Alpha program, as well as about 20 or 25 of the rest of the normal hearing people went through Alpha last year. And so we were so successful, we thought, let's give it another crack. And so we did it in first term. So in April 21, we started. We finished on the 23rd of June, ran our second Aussie Alpha. And we averaged about 20 people that came through each of the nights. And over the 10 weeks, we set out to be creative and memorable by providing and planning, number one, space to explore faith, enjoy really good food, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later, and create the freedom to ask any question that they had. That was our kind of goal. If we could create space to explore faith, enjoy food, and then be free to ask any questions. It's kind of where curiosity meets conversation, and a lot of it was based around conversations. And we really tried to work on the principle of not answers first, questions first. So we didn't provide and preach at them or anything like that. We just asked a lot of questions. And out of those questions, we explored answers together. And because that's a better way we find it sticks. And we work out our faith questions together. Second Alpha was also started in June with five ladies. So midway through our normal Alpha of about 20, another little group started with about five ladies. Amy and Zoe kicked that off. And it was an incredible tool to reach for a reach life group for those that are seeking or starting or even returning to faith. So they started their own little Alpha, five of them, and three of them seeker starter kind of thing, if I could use a title. But they're kind of seeking faith or starting faith, and again in a really safe environment to explore the big questions of faith. Term four, at the end of this year, I'm also planning to run another Alpha. This time I co-led with Jack, who we'll meet in a minute, and that was really strategic, one, to help just develop him and train him a little bit, but also there's a bit of a strategic manoeuvre with that because they're going to be running Youth Alpha next term, but more about that later. So some of the topics that we covered or looked at during this time was, is there more to life than this? Really big question. Like, are you content? Is this it? Is this it for life? And I just keep doing the same old, or is there more to life than what I currently am experiencing? Who is Jesus? He's the kind of hero of our Christian faith. Why did he have to actually die? Why did Jesus have to die? Why and how do I pray? Why and how should I read the Bible? There was a Saturday morning where we focused on the Holy Spirit and his infilling and his guidance and his empowering and encountering the Holy Spirit. Then why should I tell others? Why should I share this faith that I've come into? And what about the church? How does the church fit into this bigger picture of Christianity? So there are some of the topics that we explored. But instead of me just battling on and rattling on about the things that I think were great, I'm going to invite up four people that went through. Two were the younger ones that were strategic for Youth Alpha, so a bit of training involved. And one girl, and you'll hear her story, this is her first time in church today. First time. So she's been at Alpha for 10 weeks. Yeah, give her a round of applause. Her name's Jody. You'll meet her in a minute. Yeah. Jack, if you can just get all the chairs ready for us or grab a chair each and we'll get in position. Yeah, give them a round of applause. So here we have Erin. Say hello, Erin. Yeah, right here. Right along here. Right along here. Perfect. 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 And I'll go this end, and then Jack can go the other end. Grab a seat. Grab a seat.
Test, test.
Fantastic. This is Logan, one of our strategic manoeuvres, Jacinta. Great, I'll have one on this end, you get one on the other. This is Jody. This is her first time in church. Well, our church. So brave. And Erin, who is like about a centimetre from her, has it been her incredible support along the journey. So, what's that? If you got some.
Smart person.
Right. Just say something, Jack, while I put this in.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, how awesome having so many people up here sharing testimonies today about Alpha. This morning in our pre-service prayer, a bunch of people who are getting baptized and come in and pray for the service coming up. And this morning, one of the prayers that came out of it was Blake. He prayed that today would be such a ripple. He said he saw a kind of vision of like a rock going in a lake, and from it there was just a ripple effect of these things going on and on and on. And I just think that amazingly encapsulates today and the baptisms and the testimonies from these guys from Alpha. There's just seeds that have been planted in people's lives coming into today, and I just really believe that there'll be seeds planted in people's hearts today as well around Alpha and baptisms that will really impact you and really set you up for the future. So yeah, I said something.
Fantastic. I'm mic'd up, so that's great. So we're going to hear some, I've given them some questions that I want answered, but man, it was a great journey. When the Tuesday finished, I was literally and genuinely sad that it had finished. Is that right? And my questions, I might start with Erin. What led you to attend Alpha?
Well, mainly I was coming along because Jody reached out to me. She'd signed up for it, was a bit nervous, and just wanted some tips and advice on what to do. But, you know, it's always nicer to have someone, you know, actually there with you. So I thought I would come along with her. But, you know, I also think really that God had a hand in it for both of us. You know, just the way everything lined up so well for you, Jody. And for me as well, you know, I planned to just come for the first session to be there with you, and you would have been totally fine after that. But then things worked out so that I was able to sort of keep coming along and, yeah, watch you grow and get to know God, which was just amazing.
Fantastic. So, Jody, how on earth did you start this journey? Don't come to church, haven't been to this church before. How on earth did you end up coming to Alpha?
So, Erin and I 7 years ago.
Put your mic a little bit closer to your mouth, sorry. We do want to hear.
Erin and I met through Mother's Group 7 years ago, and we actually came to discover a Christmas event that you had on here years ago, four or five years ago or something.
Wow.
And I must have put my email down somewhere, so I started getting regular emails, which, if I'm honest, I didn't open. earlier this year, though, I started getting more curious about God and, you know, renewing my faith. I did grow up in a very religious household, but haven't been to church for a very long time. And I'd been praying about it and wanting to kind of learn, but I felt, a bit nervous to do things. But I just happened to open one of the emails randomly, and the thing that was in there was about Alpha, which was very exciting, apart from I have a very busy schedule, so I thought, well, it's not going to work. Anyway, the only night I've got off is a Tuesday. I have work and two kids and kids' sports, etc. And anyway, I started reading and it just happened to be on a Tuesday. So,
Go figure.
I signed up and, I got a bit nervous the week before, so I reached out to Erin because I'd come here the first time with her for the Christmas thing, and she goes, I've actually been going to that church recently, so if you'd like, I'll reach out to Pastor Pete and ask him if I can come along for the first one just to kind of walk in the door with you and make you feel comfortable, which she did. And if she hadn't come along after that, I genuinely would have felt really comfortable because everyone was amazing and so welcoming, but it worked out even better, and she was able to come along every week and yeah, it was amazing. It was really good.
Amazing. Just before I forget, you've got to give Erin a round of applause. It's her wedding anniversary today. The last thing she wants to do is actually be up here on stage.
Totally.
But that's amazing. So congratulations on how many?
12.
12. Yes. All right. Fantastic. Jacinta, what led you to do Alpha?
Jack last year did Alpha and he came back to our life group and was raving about it, about how he was impacted and how people at Alpha were impacted. So, yeah, we just wanted to do that for that. And also we're doing youth Alpha, so it was good training for all the youth leaders to see what Alpha was like.
Fantastic. So prepared you a little bit for what's coming up?
Yeah.
Just going through it. Fantastic. What about you, Mr. Logan? What led you to jump into Alpha?
Well, oh my gosh, just loud. Sorry. About the same reasons as Jacinta, I reckon, especially for that part on the youth. Me and Jacinta will be leading these groups next term for youth for Alpha. So that's pretty exciting. But also, there's been a lot of promotion for Alpha in the coming weeks leading to Alpha. And there was this video that was played where there was a bunch of food and a bunch of people smiling. And I wanted to be a person smiling and a happy person, you know? And also someone who was fed. So I was really looking forward to going to Alpha. I know the video, you're supposed to be smiling and all that, but I really just wanted to give it a go. Like, I know it's like catered towards new Christians, but you know, anyone can go. If they're not gonna say no, you're more than welcome to come to Alpha, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah, yeah. Very good, and you got fed.
I did get fed, very happy.
Very good. Back to Jody. Jody, what did you expect Alpha to be like?
Yeah, look, I was a bit nervous coming back to church after so long and worried that I would be judged because it had been so long. If I'm honest, I felt like I was going to sit there for 2 hours and be preached at, so I was really, really nervous about that. I'd feel like a bit of a misfit just because it had been so long, but yeah, I didn't know if I'd be really comfortable to ask the honest questions and speak openly and that sort of thing. So I was pretty nervous about it, hence why I reached out to Erin and asked her to come along. So
fantastic. Yeah. No, I love that you reached out to Erin, and you know, the invitation part's really important. So and again, you thought, you know, we have preconceived ideas of what it could be like. I'm gonna get preached at for 2 hours, but it was anything not like that, wasn't it, really, at the end of the day?
So, complete opposite.
Yeah, fantastic. We like I said, we just try to create space to genuinely explore faith. What about for you, Erin? I know that you have got, you know, a deep longing and love for theology and love to deeply question and, you know, very intellectual. So how did you find Alpha? Was it just pretty low level or was it, a good level of discussion?
Yeah, no, it was actually really cool. In the videos, they have a whole bunch of different people, like professionals and experts from a lot of different backgrounds, including sort of theological, of course, but like scientific, legal, all kinds of things. And I felt like it just made some really interesting points that made the whole sort of Jesus's life and the idea of following him make sense from like a logical, analytical point of view, as well as just from like feelings and stuff.
Yeah, really good. Jacinta, what about for yourself? What did you expect Alpha to be like? Do you have any preconceived ideas?
I didn't really have any expectations. I had no idea what it was going to be like. I'd done Practicing the Way, so maybe something like that. I knew it was for newer Christians as well, but I kind of went in blindly.
So you just thought it's more for newer Christians, but I'll go along and just see what it's all about.
See what I could get out of it.
A bit curiosity. Yeah, great. Curiosity plus preparation for your youth Alpha. Logan, what about yourself?
Again, pretty much the same as Jacinta. Not much expectations going into it. Again, did know it was more catered towards people who are looking to become Christians or seeking answers to questions that they want to ask, but they can't somehow. I did expect to learn at least one new thing, though. At least one new thing. Let's just say I learned a few more than just one.
Fantastic. We'll keep going then. So what was your experience like, or what stood out the most for you in Alpha. Not having too many ideas, you're going to get fed, hopefully, but then, you know. So what was your experience? What did you come away with, or the best thing about Alpha?
Well, during Alpha, we were watching the videos, right? And in between those videos, they would do little pause breaks for questions. And whenever those would come on, in our little groups, I was sitting over there, and everyone else was scattered across. We would discuss these questions, and these weren't like regular questions. These were like serious questions. These were like tough to answer questions. Some of them were a bit easy, though, like, oh, well, blah, 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 done. But some of them were like, you had to be very open about it. But it wasn't like you had to be too open. You had the choice of how you wanted to answer the questions. You didn't have to say like what's on your heart. You didn't have to say anything like that. No one forced you to. It's all up to you. And I find that was like so great and so welcoming as well. Even though I already felt welcomed enough.
Yeah.
Even more so welcoming. And then, yeah, whenever I would leave an Alpha session, I would like, on the drive home, I'll be thinking like, damn, that was so amazing. Like, all these questions that I've just answered and shared with the boys as well. It also helped me to form bonds with that group. Even though they were all my friends already, I feel like I learned more about them and they learned more about me. So really it good. Strengthened our relationships, and yeah, really that's good. What I took away from Alpha.
Yeah, really good. Really, really key. What about you, for you, Jacinta? What was your standout, or what did you take away most from Alpha?
I actually struggled to go deep at first with the questions because it was designed for newer Christians. So I had to like rewire my brain and my answering, and I had to think, if I was someone newer exploring these topics, how would I want it explained in a way that was understanding?
Really good. Yeah, really good. I love that. So you were trying to work out, if that was me hearing this for the first time, how would I want it framed or asked in the way that I would understand it?
Yeah.
Great. Love it. Jody, what about yourself? What was your actual experience, or what stood out most for you during Alpha?
It was the complete opposite to what I had visioned going in, but it was exactly what I was looking for and exactly what I needed. I was able to be comfortable and open up and ask questions, and hearing other people's perspectives, like the conversations we had in those question times, were really, really good and informative, and got to learn so much that I had been too nervous to ask people because I'd been brought up in such a religious household. I felt like I should already know everything. So being able to start from the basics and hear everybody else's, you know, thoughts and how they view things, and that was amazing. And coming in and sitting down for a meal together as well gave you the opportunity to sit down and get to know everybody before you, you know, opened up and started being vulnerable. And
just explain that little bit for me, the meal. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like the first time, well, the food was amazing. But even when we first walked in and we'd sit down at the table, everyone wasn't kind of just in their own little, like Erin and I obviously sat together because she was there for me, but we sat at a table and everyone was speaking to everyone, everyone was comfortable, and everyone was so like welcoming and nice, and just made you feel really, really comfortable. And having that time of just being able to talk about your week or your family or anything made you kind of, everyone was more relatable and you'd be able to talk to them, and just felt more comfortable before we got into the questions and information. So it was really good. It was
fantastic.
Amazing.
And for you, Erin, like you, you know, you didn't necessarily sign up for this, but you were invited by your good friend. And then she said to me, I'll make the first one, but that's about it. She made every one after that, so which was amazing. So what was your, you know, why did you keep coming back, you know, other than Jody? Was there any other reason?
It was actually really good to be here. One of the standout things, as sort of you've already mentioned, was just like the hospitality side of things. Amazing food, thank you to all those who did that. But also great to, you know, I was quite new to this church as well, so great to get to know some people, and yeah, just to go a bit deeper into things and the questions.
Fantastic. And lastly, last question, how has Alpha helped your relationship with Jesus? You might as well keep going there, Erin.
Okay. So, you know, coming along to these things, I think there's always some encouragement in your own, like, to deepen your own relationship with Jesus. But for me, coming with Jody, there was another aspect of it, you know, where I got to be part of God's work in her life, which was really, really awesome to be involved in that. And, you know, I was actually thinking about how we were, or like what was being talked about in the Disciple Maker series that's just been done here, about, you know, being responsible for your own faith and also being responsible for someone else's. And when that was said in church, it feels like something that's like really heavy and difficult. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I could never do that. It was scary and felt really heavy. But then when I was reflecting on the Alpha experience, I realized that actually that's literally what happened.
Love it.
You know, God has involved me in so Jody's faith journey, and it actually wasn't heavy and difficult. All I had to do was show up for her. So that was awesome.
I think that needs a round of applause. That's a brilliant answer. I think it was Olivia doing the disciple making one. Exactly right. You know, someone who, you know, makes disciples really takes ownership, responsibility for their own faith journey, but also takes responsibility for someone else's. And it's exactly what you did do, and it wasn't that difficult. Just come and get fed and hang out with us for 10 weeks. Like, how good's that? Really, really easy. Hint, hint. Not difficult. So, Jody, what about for yourself? How is the Alpha 10-week course, methods and message of Jesus Christ, helped you connect deeper with your relationship with Jesus?
Yeah, well, I definitely understand things a lot more now. I've still obviously got a long way to go and a lot more to learn. I think kind of that doesn't ever stop. But yeah, I was also gifted a Bible while I was here, and I have started reading the Bible. I think I have tried many times during my life to read it, but I kind of thought you open a book and you start at the beginning and you go through, and I've learned that that's kind of not how you have to read the Bible. And so my daughter was super impressed when she saw me halfway through this massive book. You've read so much. I'm like, no, I actually started here. So yeah, no, that's been...
Where'd you start?
John.
Book of John, great.
So it's, yeah, been great and been, yeah, reading the Bible. I have paused reading the Bible at the moment because I've got a month access to the app, and I actually want to go back and rewatch all the Alpha sessions, because they were, like, the information in them, you could watch it 10 times and still, like, as a new person anyway, like, watch it 10 times and still pick up something new. And there were so many little sayings that they said that were, like, amazing that I want to take note of. But rewatching them, it's been good, and I'm still picking up on things that I missed at the sessions or didn't remember at the sessions. But yep, it's not the same when you're not sitting around with everyone having the questions and that, but that made all the difference. So,
fantastic. Just FYI, there's an Alpha app that I've included. So, you know, again, I'm hoping that you'll be Erin to someone else in term four. But the Alpha app is really handy, and if you generally want to learn more or take it a bit further, you can. And Alpha gives you extra readings and extra bits to do. So, it's a great little tool, isn't it? Jacinta, what was your big takeaway in terms of your relationship with Jesus? Has it grown, or just same old, same old?
I think the thing that Alpha does really well is the relational aspect. Coming together, eating, having those like real conversations even before the actual course and all that. And Matthew 18:20, Jesus says, "For where there two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." And every time I would walk into the church for Alpha, I could just sense that Jesus was there ready to impact people.
Love it. Love it. You can just picture him there, when you're with people, eating, loving life and hanging out.
Yeah,
that's what he did. Logan, lastly, how's your relationship with Jesus grown through the Alpha experience?
Well, before the Alpha experience, I was already, like, I thought I was a pretty well-established Christian, you know. I thought my prayer life was decent. It wasn't the best. I knew I could improve. Because I was praying at least weekly. I was praying at least once a week, which is honestly, looking at it now, is like, Logan, what are you doing? Like, lock in. During the Alpha course, I slowly started to increase in every aspect, whether it's my prayer life and my worship or honoring God. You know, I would always try and encourage myself to talk to someone about God. Really good. Most of the time it would be at my work. A lot of my coworkers ask me questions and I'm happy to answer them. Especially my boss, he always listens to me when I talk about what's going on down here, how I'm a youth leader. He's a very big supporter. Just all these positive aspects in my life have also encouraged me to be better at my faith, Christianity.
Fantastic.
So after the Alpha course, I find myself praying daily, worshiping almost all the time. Every time I'm driving a car, I'll always have a worship song playing. It's definitely great. I think even though it's catered towards newer Christians, it definitely has touched my heart, and I feel like such a better person coming out of it. You know, I just feel so...
Fantastic.
I feel like I've been gifted by God, you know. He's gifted me with his wisdom, and he's made me just so much happier. I'm like smiling right now. I can't like stop it right now. It's like I'm smiling this whole time, guys. I just can't stop it.
And you get to take the youthies through.
I do. Thanks you for reminding me. I'm smiling again now. I'm so excited for that. It's going to be amazing. The kids, I definitely think will love it. And I will 100% love teaching them as well.
Yeah. So that's can I just sneaky jump in here? Sucked in, guys. I'm going to ask you a question that's off script. Based off your stories and your testimonies and what you've shared, who do you guys think Alpha's for? What kind of person would you encourage to come to Alpha based on what's happened in your lives? What would you, and who would you kind of recommend? I'll just pass it to all of you guys to answer that.
I would say anyone, really. From somebody that wants to learn, then, yeah, they've got all the questions and all the answers there. For somebody that's more doubtful than wanting to learn, I think there's so many facts and... Yeah, that just makes it hard to disagree with, I guess. So it would be good for people that are, yeah, maybe not as interested, but yeah. So pretty much anyone.
I think maybe from what I've shared, if anyone's struggling to like connect with people and explain things in a understanding way,
yeah, really good.
That would be helpful.
Yeah, really good. You know, I think that's what I took away, just the ease of relationship, ease of discussion, ease of exploration of conversation wasn't as difficult as we make it out in our head to be, is that right? And it just naturally flows, so fantastic. I'll give them a round of applause, please. We've kind of heard a little bit about the food side of things, and last week as I wrapped up the series on Disciple Maker, I introduced the blessed... method. And I think Alpha really captures that method, which was really begin in prayer. So Jack and I would pray on a Monday morning leading up to Alpha. So we began in prayer and we prayed for all the people that we could think of that might be able to come, and those we don't even know. The listening part, the B is begin in prayer, L for listen. So again, not answers first, but questions first. We ate really well, and I love what Jody said. To come in, you know, to a meal before, you know, being preached at is far better, far greater. Serve, we set up, we packed up, we got everything ready for them so they could just come in and relax and just get on with exploring faith. And then finally, the last S was the story part, the story of Jesus through the Alpha discussions, and who was he and how did he die? Why did he have to die? So we just wanted to take a moment to say to Del, can you just stand up, Del? Just give her a round of applause. She fed us a couple of times. Good Luck, who I don't think is here, he fed us some national food, which was absolutely delicious. But also Mika. Mika did about 7 or 8 of the meals. And again, she's not here because she's at home looking after a little boy who's had a bit of an op. But man, we were catered for well, weren't we? So we got some little gifts for them, and we'll. But really, really important that the food side, the hospitality side, the welcoming side. You just come in and you just feel at home, and you're about to eat and fellowship and just have time together for about an hour. We didn't rush that time. And then before we got into discussion. So Mika was amazing. We had dessert, crazy. We didn't need dessert, but we did. And we ate really well. So we've got some gifts. Unfortunately, they're not here. We'll have to give them to them next time. But
I might jump in. I also want to shout out two people who did Alpha the first time and then decided to come back the following one, not to, you know, learn everything again or anything, but they wanted to serve. They were touched with their lives by the way God had touched them through Alpha. So Hoppo and Susan, can we give them a massive round of applause?
Yeah, amazing.
They came basically every single week. They cleaned up all the mess. They were in the kitchen, 30 minutes, hour before, helping Mika, Dell, good luck with the food, just doing anything that they could. It wasn't, I don't want to speak on their part, it wasn't too hard, but they just were here. They were present, they were there, they were part of the group, and they wanted to just, what had been done in their lives, they wanted to pass on. I just think it's just an incredible kind of testimony of what Alpha can do. It's, I've been touched, so how can I then give out of it? And I know that all of the people who have just done Alpha probably feel the same in their hearts of how can I give to the next generation or give to the next group of people coming through Alpha, because it's changed my life, it's touched me. It's, that's how I felt when I first did the first Alpha with Pete. I wanted to see all these kind of things, and then I was like, far out, I want all of my youth leaders, I want every young adult in our church to come do Alpha, to learn the fundamentals of Christianity, to be able to answer questions and share and give to the next group, and hence why it's multiplying onto Youth Alpha now.
Fantastic. So what's happening in that space? Might as well keep going, Jack, as we come to a close very, very soon. But the initiative, stay here for a little bit longer, if that's all right. What's the initiative for Youth Alpha look like?
Yeah, so in term three, our direction for youth ministry that Olivia and I and the youth leaders are bringing is evangelism. We really want to evangelize to our young people. And one thing that we've known since we've been a part of our youth ministry is that young people have lots of questions. And when you're a young person, all you want to do is ask questions. And it's fitting that the symbol of Alpha is a question mark. So in term three, our goal is to just really hit the fundamentals of Christianity with these young people, but also young people led. We have our youth leaders who have just done Alpha, have done the questions, but we also have our more senior students or youthies in year 11 and 12 who are going to be leading some groups to their peers, to each other, to really share the gospel, to continue faith and answer questions. I think one thing that Alpha does is it brings a diversity of questions and ideas and thoughts and stories that you just would never be exposed to in a different space. When I came to the first one, I was in a group with an 80-year-old, a 60-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 20-year-old, and you just hear these stories that just throw you back. You're like, whoa, how's the wisdom in that? Or how's the understanding in that? The questions I would have never considered a lot, as silly as it sounds, feeling purposeless or feeling like my life doesn't have meaning. I wouldn't have just, because I've grown up in church, I've never thought of that. But then there's a person saying, oh, I've really lived and experienced that, and I've lived and experienced this. And it just starts to multiply. And I'm so excited for what that's going to do for our young people, to make them create a space for them to ask questions that are uncomfortable, to ask questions that they probably wouldn't feel comfortable asking if it was just a youth leader, because they might feel embarrassed, shameful, maybe I should know this already. It's a blank slate when you come to Alpha. Come in, there's no expectations, it's free, it's open, it's welcoming, it just wants you to come in so you can ask questions and meet with God more than anything. There's no pressure that you become a Christian at the end, there's no pressure that you believe everything that a Christian believes, but there's an openness to really explore and understand, and I think that's really special. With the Youth Alpha that we're going to run, we've opened it up to a few of the local schools. We've reached out to ACC, Flinders Christian College, Caramsdown Secondary College, just the schools in the local area, just throwing the invite out, because I think it's, 90%, 87% of people who come to Alpha come through an invitation. Aaron was invited, Jacinta was invited, Logan was invited. That's 75%, but
Jody was invited by an email.
Thank you, Sarah. But people come through an invite, and they come to do it together. So we'll hopefully see some people through schools, but we'll just pray into that. And really,
that could be
believe.
a big number. So how are we going to cater for that? What are we going to do? You know, how does that go forward for us? There could be 30, 40, 50.
Yeah, exactly. At youth group at the moment, we get about 20, 30, 40 a week, and then opening it up further, we've encouraged the youth to invite some of their friends who are asking questions or have shown interest into their faith and their journey. So that could open up more, and we really want to make Alpha free and available and accessible for everyone and anyone. And we are so blessed in the youth ministry to have volunteers and leaders who come and give their nights every single Friday to give their time and effort. But we really wanted to open it up. I mean, talking about youth at a church, it goes hand in hand together, but we wanted to open it up to the entire church. If anyone has is touched by this or wants to give to the next generation or give a hand or cook a meal or anything like that, we would love your help coming into term three. We're blessed with one of our church members here, Marlene, who cooks for us almost every week, and some of the amazing parents cook for us at youth group, but we charge the kids to come for the meal. But this one, we want to make it all free. So we wanted to, if anyone here wants to come and cook a meal for us, cook a meal for the 40-odd people, we probably need a few people and a few meals. It's going to be 8 weeks of Alpha this term. So 8 meals that we have to cater for. We've got the hands and the youth leaders, but we would love people to come in and just say, hey, I want to sow into the next generation. I want to help. So if that's you, if you feel like I want to serve or give a meal, that would be incredible. You're welcome to give. But first and foremost, I think probably more important than the money, more important than the serving and the actions is the prayer part.
Love it.
Pete and I started doing Alpha through prayer and out of a basis of we want this to be really driven by God. And there's a scripture in James 5, that 5:16, that says, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So this is a very easy invitation I can ask you all. I'd love you all to pray for Youth Alpha this term. Pray for the schools, pray for our youth who are already here, pray for the ones who haven't made a decision on faith, and just bring it to God, that God would really work through the hearts of our young people. We're seeing incredible growth in our youth ministry. You see it in the second row and the third row at church every single week, the energy and liveness, and I just want to continue to see it grow through our whole church. So I encourage everyone here at the church, please pray for our ministry, pray for our kids' church. Amy, our kids' church leader, has started up an Alpha for mums. I think there's 5 that go to that, which is amazing. And yeah, just please pray. Have it on your heart.